Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. The latest, as far as we know about the wildfires just around here in the Bay Area, the LNU Lightning Complex ignited a week ago today. That fire is still burning in Napa, Sonoma, Lake Yolo, and Solano counties. Almost 547 square miles have burned. That fire is currently 22% contained as of 7:30 this morning. The SCU Lightning Complex has been burning since last Tuesday. That fire is still burning in Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, San Joaquin, and Stanislaus counties. As of 7:52 this morning, almost 503 square miles have burned. That fire is still only 10% contained. The CZU Lightning Complex, including the Warnella Fire, has been burning for a week now as of 8 o'clock last night. A number of local and state fire agencies have been trying to quench that fire in San Mateo and Santa Cruz counties. 116 square miles have burned. That fire is 8% contained. And the Woodward Fire is still burning in West Marin County since yesterday. Over 4 square miles have burned, and that fire is 5% contained. Thousands of people have been driven from their homes by the wildfire burning in the Santa Cruz Mountains, and authorities say criminals are taking advantage by burglarizing vacant homes. KLW's Ben Trefney has more.
Santa Cruz County Sheriff Jim Hart said yesterday that 8 people have been arrested on suspicion of looting or planning to loot neighborhoods. At least 100 officers are now patrolling evacuation zones. Hart said he's ordered his deputies to pull over any non-police or non-fire department vehicles. He said, quote, "I have no empathy. I have no patience for somebody who's going to come into our community and steal from people who have been evacuated and victimized and traumatized," unquote. He said some of the arrests came from community tips, including from residents who refused to evacuate and others who spotted suspicious activity on their home security cameras. Among the items stolen from houses were firearms and, in one case, an outdoor heating system. One thief broke into a fire commander's vehicle and stole personal items, including a wallet containing credit cards. To the north, in Sonoma County, officials say looting has not been a major problem as firefighters battle the LNU complex blaze. Because an emergency declaration from the governor is in place, penalties are enhanced for people who steal or price gouge. For KELW News, I'm Ben Trefney.
With the dual threat of wildfire smoke and COVID-19, it's hard to know how to protect yourself. CAP Radio's Sammy Caola checked with experts.
Everyone is wearing cloth face masks to reduce coronavirus spread, but those coverings don't protect your lungs from the tiny particles in wildfire smoke.
We're facing a very messy reality with multiple things happening. In many cases, the best solution for one is the wrong solution for the other.
Dr. Bela Matias is the health officer for Solano County. He says N95 respirator masks can filter out bad air, but those are needed for hospital workers treating COVID-19 patients. So the best way to protect yourself against wildfire smoke is to just stay inside. He says if you need to walk around outside, wearing a cloth mask might make it harder to breathe.
If you're going to be outside, you want to stay calm and breathe normally. Anything that increases the depth of your breathing and this rate of your breathing is just going to increase your exposure and increase the risk of harm.
But you should still wear your cloth mask when you're near others. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Caola.
Anglers and biologists believe California is likely to experience an increase of Chinook salmon during the fall run resulting from the coronavirus and fewer fish being caught over the summer. KLW's Ben Trefney reports.
The fishing season was delayed from its scheduled opening in early April to start in mid-June, with more than 2 months of fishing shut down. Now, the annual migration is expected to peak in September, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, and there are going to be a lot of fish. Earlier this year, state and federal scientists forecast 473,000 adult salmon off the San Francisco Bay Area coast from the Sacramento River system. That's a big jump from 380,000 last year and 224,000 in 2018. The route spanning the Marin Coast through the Golden Gate, Bay Delta, and up the Sacramento is known as the Salmon Highway. One bait shop owner says he expects the highway could have a salmon traffic jam. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.